When was the last time you witnessed a conversation between two people about a very important issue, two people who were on completely opposite sides of that issue, and yet that conversation remained completely calm and under control? Has it been a while? This week we're talking about living strangely in what some people refer to as the age of outrage. And one of the reasons it's called that is because of how intense our conversations have become. We send messages in all capital letters. When we type or text, we add a few emojis onto the end of our message to let everybody know not just what we think, but how intensely we feel about it. We turn on the TV and we see people not just talking about issues, but yelling, screaming at the top of their lungs about those issues. In the age of outrage, it's normal to assume that the more fired up you get about something, the more passionate you are about it, the more likely you are to get your way. It's normal to assume that if you stay calm, if you stay under control, the less likely you are to win that argument. All of that is completely normal, and to suggest otherwise would seem very strange. But if so, then strange might be just the right word to describe much of Jesus' behavior. Almost from the time that he was born, Jesus' presence in this world caused all kinds of people to start freaking out. Each one of them was concerned about the little slice of power or popularity that they had, and they were willing to do anything to hang on to it. So, for example, when Jesus was born, there was this evil king named Herod, who, when he heard about this newborn king of the Jews, ordered all the young baby boys of Bethlehem to be slaughtered just to try to wipe out Jesus. When Jesus emerged as a public figure later in life, the religious leaders saw how popular he was, and they got jealous. So they were constantly trying to trap him or trip him up, and when that didn't work, they plotted his death. Finally, a man named Pontius Pilate had the opportunity either to let Jesus go, to spare an innocent man, or to hang on to his little slice of earthly power, and rather than doing what is right, he condemned Jesus to be killed. And what was Jesus doing while all of this was going on, while everyone was panicking and freaking out about losing their earthly power? Jesus remained calm. In fact, one author put it this way. He said, while everyone else was panicking, Jesus always remained remarkably uncaffeinated. Now, I feel the need to point out that the idea of making coffee without having caffeine in it seems to me to be just about the worst idea anyone has ever had. And yet, Jesus as the decaffeinated deity, I think it sums it up pretty well. And why could Jesus stay that way? Because while everyone else was fighting over their little slice of power, Jesus was there for something completely different. He even said to that Roman governor, Pontius Pilate, "My kingdom is not of this world. If it were, my servants would fight to prevent my arrest by the Jewish leaders, but now my kingdom is from another place." I know that sounds strange, but in the age of outrage, that's exactly what our world needs. It's normal to want to fight for a community, a society, and a country. It's normal to think that we really need to get fired up and freak out when someone tries to change something we love or take it away. And yet, as Christians, we know that really our struggle is against an enemy far greater. And our battle is for a completely different kingdom. And in that battle, Jesus has already won the victory. So even as everyone else freaks out about trying to hang on to their earthly turf, we can stay calm, knowing that Jesus has already secured our heavenly home. I know it sounds strange, but it's strange exactly like Jesus was, and it's strange exactly like the world needs us to be. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for winning the victory over our spiritual enemies and securing for us a place in your heavenly kingdom. Keep us calm in that victory that more and more people might be brought into that kingdom. In your name we pray, amen.